Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Erevin Daf Pei Tes Erevin 89. And in today's Daf Yomi, we begin the ninth chapter of Maseches Erevin, which is called Perek Kol Gagos, All of the Roofs. And in this chapter, the chapter is going to discuss those domains which are not as used as often as houses, like roofs and courtyards, and what we've been discussing several times in the tractate, Karpafios. Are they considered to be like separate domains between the houses, and therefore like a public, like a private domain you can't carry from one to the other, or not? And in addition, the chapter is going to discuss the laws of houses and courtyards that open into another domain, which they are generally speaking prohibited to carry. And so before we read the Mishnah, since this chapter is just going to discuss many of the laws of partitions and houses and roofs, we should just, it'll take a good opportunity to now review some of the laws that we've been discussing. Back on 4a, Rav Chiya bar Rav Ashi said in the name of Rav that this idea of shiurin, chatzitzin, umechitzin, the laws of measurements, partition, interpositions, and partitions are laws from Moshe at Sinai. And there on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara said that when it says mechitzin, the intent of that law of partitions is with respect to the concept of good, lavud, and dofen akuma. Good is this idea, Rashi explains there, for that which we find in several places of good asik mechitzta or good achas mechitzta, that as long as there's a little bit hanging down from the roof, it will be considered to go down throughout and thereby make a wall. So if we have, for example, a wall that's 10 tefachim, that it is not long enough for us to connect to, let's say, for the partition of a Shabbos or a Sukkah, we say good osak mechitzta. We say that the wall goes up and connects it to the top, and where the mechitza is high and it doesn't reach the ground, we say good achas mechitza, that it goes all the way down, that it's drawn down all the way to the ground. And another law about mechitza is what's called lavud, and Rashi explains there that lavud is like it means like a branch, meaning something to say that the rabbis added it on and elongated it, meaning to say, let's say you have a space between two walls, that's, or two solid things, that is less than three hand breadths, whether it's between the beams of a partition or between the partition and the ground or the roof. We say under these cases the law of lavud, and that we fill in that space as though it's enclosed. Another law is pitikra yore visosum. What is pitikra yore visosum? Sometimes you have a roof that stands on top of poles or pillars, and there's no mechitza, there's no partition under it at all. Nevertheless, we say that this mechitza, that this place where it's overhanging, we're going to view it as though it's closed up, and we're going to view it as though the roof goes all the way to the bottom. This is, the rabbis understood powerfully the concept of virtual even well before the internet, that we view a wall as there in all these cases, even though it's not actually there. And this is what we believe is the concept of halacha Moshe Misinai. So says our Mishnah, Kol Gagos Ha'ir Rishus Achas, that all of the roofs of a city, according to the first position, are what's going to be called Rishus Achas. They are one domain. And so therefore, you can carry your utensils that were on one person's roof at the start of Shabbos, you could carry them to the roof of another person's Shabbos, even though you didn't make an error between them. And even though in general we say that you can only carry from one domain to another private domain, from one private domain to another private domain, if there is an error between the two, under this case you can, because they're not typically used. As long as one roof will not be 10 tefachim higher than the other roof, or lower, or the other one lower, it's obviously the same thing, but that's the case. And Tosfos Yom Tov asks, why do we need to say it? They're one and the same. So he raises that question. So he has his answer. But that's the approach of Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim say no. Kol echad ve'echad reshus b'fnei atzmo. The Chachamim say no. Every roof in and of itself is going to be its own domain. And so therefore, if you don't make the Eruv between the two houses, you're not going to be able to carry from one roof to the other. That's the position of the Chachamim. And Rabbi Shimon's position is Echad Gagos, Echad Chatzeros, Echad Karpafios, Rishus Achasin. His position is that whether it comes to roofs or courtyards or the Karpafios, that all of these cases are going to be considered one domain, and therefore you're going to be allowed to carry from the roof of one person to the courtyard of another person or the karpuf. But that is only said with respect to lekelim sheshav sulasochan. That only refers to the utensils that were in there at the time of Shabbos, that then you're going to be allowed to move them from one to the other. V'lo lekelim sheshav sulasoch habayis. However, if there were utensils that were inside the house at the start of Shabbos and not on the roof, and afterwards you brought them to the courtyard that or the karpuf or the roof, that these utensils are going to be prohibited to move them to another chatzer, according to everybody, unless they made a error from one to the other. Tosos points out, Tosos Dibur Maskil Kol, that even though we have a principle throughout Shas that whenever Rabbi Meir makes a gezerah, whenever Rabbi Meir makes a decree, that the law is like him, even when he argues with the Rav, with the majority of the people, and the source for this is the Gemara in Ksubos. Here we don't say the law is like Rabbi Meir, because here we rule like Rabbi Shimon, who says everything is considered one domain, one reshus, and so therefore that's the position of Rabbi Shimon, and so therefore we don't rule like Rabbi Meir, and we're not strict. Is another example of where we're lenient in the laws of Erevin. We don't hold like the decrees of Rabbi Meir in this case.